السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم حما بعد. Last night in the Taraweeh, and that is why I say that the Quran Sharif, we have authentic translations now, Mu'arif al-Quran, Ruhul Bayan, and so many others. So before coming for the Taraweeh, between Maghrib and Isha, or any other time during the day, if we read a little bit of the translation and then listen to the Taraweeh, then we will understand what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is expecting of us, or what He wants us to do and what He wants us to refrain from, and how to get the best of dunya and akhirat. Now of course, tafsir is not possible in 10 minutes. How can you make tafsir of the Quran Sharif? When people, the lifetime they made tafsir, and they said we haven't even scratched the surface of the ocean. Nevertheless, so last night we heard in Surah Al-Furqan about the virtues, or about the qualities, the traits, the character of the Ibadur Rahman, which I did discuss in the Jummah Bayans over a period of time. Just to give the gist and the khulasa, not even going into the detailed translation. So the first thing Allah Ta'ala says, who are those gracious servants of Rahman? Who are those people that can call themselves the servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is so gracious? Alladhina yamshuna 'alal ardi hauna. They walk on the surface of the earth with great humility. This is their first trait that Allah Ta'ala mentions, humility. And there is great depth in it, why Allah Ta'ala mentions this as their first trait, first quality. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got everything. What shortage is there in Allah Ta'ala's treasures? All the ni'mats, all the bounties that you can think of, which we are getting, it's all from Allah Ta'ala's treasures. Allah Ta'ala is not short of anything. Therefore we seek from Allah Ta'ala everything. The only thing Allah Ta'ala does not do and does not have, or it is not befitting that Allah Ta'ala should be humble, expressing helplessness, expressing weakness, and no matter how high the person goes, but he humbles himself. Now this is a trait that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it doesn't befit him and he doesn't have it. So Allah Ta'ala is most pleased when in the human being Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sees humility. Now that's a subject, it's a, we can keep talking, but I don't want to go into any details. الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. So first thing, humility. They walk on the earth with humbleness. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the ignorant address them, then they say salama. Other words, if that ignorant person, and ignorant here doesn't mean the person doesn't have knowledge. Ignorant doesn't mean that he doesn't have knowledge. One is an ignorant person, but he wants to find out, he wants to learn, he is seeking knowledge. Then there they don't say salama, you go your way, I go my way. Why you come here and asking me questions? I don't want to enter into any discussion with you. This doesn't mean those type of people. Yeah, it means the person has gotten knowledge and he just wants to argue, he just wants to fight, he just wants to quarrel. So now at that time they don't enter into quarrels, arguments and fights. They say, well, if that is what you think is right, well, you go your way, I go my way. I don't want to enter into argument with you. I want peace and I want peace for you. You to go your way and I go my way. Finish. They got no time to waste in futile arguments, quarrels. There's no time. Life is too short to waste in such kind of things. It must be like that Baba, that somebody went to him and said that I've got white hair, black hair. So I want you to make sure that you take out all the white hair from my head, because quite a few white, but plenty of black. So he put the jack razor over his whole head and put it there. And says, now there's all your hair, now you sort it out, the white and black. So we got time to separate white from black. So that's what they do. When anybody starts arguing, then you put it before them, right? You sort it out, now finish, Kalas. So they don't enter into futile discussions, arguments and all that. They say, well, you go your way, I go my way. Finish, salama. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. And they spend the nights, the Ibadur Rahman, in sajda and qiyam, that means in salat. Qiyam, sajda, that is in salat. So that means they spend the nights in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, in salat, making nafil, making tahajjud. They sleep but a little at night, and that is what this Ramadan Sharif makes it so easy, to sleep but a little at night and engage in most of the time in ibadat. And believe me, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept such rahmat and barakat in this month that the person in other days of the year or other nights of the year, if he has to stay awake just for that little while, if you have to look at the number of hours that we stay awake, if you have to stay awake like that in some other nights, then during the day the person just can't do anything. Feels drowsy and sleepy and weak. And Allah Ta'ala gives so much of barakat in the month of Ramadan that the person hardly sleeps much. That is the only thing that's really affected of most people. But yet Allah Ta'ala gives him the strength to go on with his day. What makes roza difficult is sins. Try it out. Stay away from sins, and no matter how hot the day, no matter how cold the day, no matter how long the day, but Allah Ta'ala has kept some kind of rahmat, barakat in that. That the moment the person stays away from sins, his fast becomes easy. So they sleep. Though at night they spend time in what? In ibadat, in zikr, or in qiyam, in sujood. That is what they spend the time in. And of course, sleep is a necessity of life. We don't say they must sleep so little that the person's brain cells get dehydrated. Then they ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to avert the azab of Jahannam. They keep on asking Allah Ta'ala, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. Because they know that Allah Ta'ala's azab is very, very grievous. Allah Ta'ala, if He has to punish in the fire of Jahannam, leave fire of Jahannam. In this world we can't put our fingers on a flame of fire that is just above the candle, small little candle, we can't put our finger there. Where can we bear and tolerate the azab of Jahannam? So this Ibadur Rahman, they ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to avert the azab of Jahannam. When they are spending, then neither they are very miserly and neither do they become extravagant. They strike a good balance between the two. I'm not giving you a translation of the, just giving you the gist. That the people, when they spend, then neither do they become very extravagant. They're spending one way, not looking at where the person is spending, whether the cause is good or not, whether it is permissible or not, or more than it should be spent in such kind of places and things. So they don't do that. Neither do they go on that extreme, and nor on the extreme left, that they become so niggardly and so miserly that they don't spend, even though the places are such where they should be spending. So the Ibadur Rahman, they have a moderation, they have a balance. They do not call out anybody else with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as a partner. They believe Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got no associate, no partner. They ask Allah Ta'ala, or they call Allah Ta'ala alone. They worship Him alone. They associate no partners with Him. They don't kill anybody without justification. If the person has committed adultery and it has been proven according to Islamic Sharia and laws, which are most difficult to prove, the most difficult thing to prove is that adultery was committed, and to impose the had, now that is very difficult, 4 eyewitnesses and all the details that go with it. So if it is like that, or the person has killed somebody, so then there's justification, his life is taken because of that. But this random killing that you get, anybody and everybody is bombed and killed and murdered. So the Ibadur Rahman, they don't do that. If they are Ibadur Rahman, then they don't do that. They don't commit adultery or fornication. Zina is something that they distance themselves from. The Ibadur Rahman, they don't commit zina. Then in between, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan saliha. Except of course that person who believed and did righteous deeds, then Allah Ta'ala will change his evil to hasanat. Now, there's again lengthy explanation of that. Which means that even if the people have indulged in certain kind of sins, but if they make sincere tawbah, and the conditions of that sincere tawbah you have heard many, many times, if the person engages in sincere tawbah, then of course Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive him, because he is Ghafoor al-Rahima. They do not witness anything that is lies. I mean, either they don't speak lies, they do not become a witness to lies, or they do not stand there and participate and increase the people's numbers who are witnessing such kind of cheat and deceit, nothing. They stay away from such kind of thing. And also, if there is anything that is vain, useless, futile, then they just pass by graciously. They don't stand there and keep watching. Like how we, the moment we hear some kind of doom-doom noise, some musical instruments playing, then everybody heads for it, that what is happening there. They don't go and witness things which are futile, useless. They pass by. So these are some of the things that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned. There are many other things there. But one of the ayats of dua that is there, that is that they say, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنَ زْوَاجِنَا وَزُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Just the khulasa, the essence of which is that these people also keep on making dua. That from our spouses, our wives and our children, Ya Allah, make those who will be the coolness of our eyes. They keep asking Allah Ta'ala that must make our wives and our children, and for the wives also they make dua, that will make our husbands and our children the coolness of our eyes. Now who will be the coolness of eyes? The person is asking Allah Ta'ala that must make the children and the wives, or the meaning can be spouses both ways, the coolness of the eyes. That means the person, when he looks at his wife, when he looks at his children, he must feel happy. And when they look at him also, they must feel happy. Now they will feel happy when they are fulfilling each other's rights. If they are fulfilling the rights, if they are kind, they are gentle, they are polite, they are spending as Allah Ta'ala has asked them to spend, and they stay away from abuse, from swearing, cursing, arguing and fighting, and the children stay away from drugs and drinks and staying away till 1 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the morning and all those kind of things, then it will be the coolness of the eyes. That means you are asking for children and wives who are pious and righteous. That's what it means. If they are going to be righteous and pious, there will be coolness of our eyes. But then we have to see our own lives. Are we doing what we are supposed to do? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. So therefore read before coming for Taraweeh, read the meaning, or at least the translation from one authentic translation. Then you will, when the Taraweeh is being recited, then the person will understand something at least, what is being told. It won't be just recitation. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.